Oliver Walter came to the University of Wyoming in 1970 to teach political science and became dean of the College of Arts and Sciences in 1989. This summer, he'll be retiring. I sat down with him to talk about his tenure at UW and the future for both the school and himself. He started out talking about some changes he witnessed in his decades as dean.
When I came here, we really didn't have a systematic way to evaluate teaching, and there was not nearly as much emphasis on research. And finally, I don't think there was as much emphasis on diversity. That has vastly changed since I've been here.
Were those all conscious efforts by the university to move in those directions, or were they more organic changes?
No, they are. Virtually all of them were attempts to change. For instance, on teaching evaluations now, all the students in arts and sciences are asked to, by the web, fill out an evaluation of every class every semester. We've never had that before. Certainly with research, it's been that way. Every department now has research expectations, and there's simply a lot higher bar to get tenure than when I came. I maybe didn't want to say that, but we simply expect a lot more, and faculty know that we expect a lot more.
What about learning? How has that changed in the student body itself?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say that cell phones, in my class, I'm teaching this semester, if I ask a question, somebody will pull out their smartphone and type it in and get the answer. Really, the electronic getting on the web and getting answers, and whether it's Wikipedia or some other source, that's been a major change that I never seen in the past. And, of course, the use of computers. We didn't have desktop computers or portable computers at all.
So where do you see higher education heading now, both in Wyoming and maybe on a larger scale?
Yeah, a lot of controversy about that because higher education is expensive. You know, you get what you pay for. And American higher education is viewed the best in the world. That's why we have so many international students coming to the United States. Even at the University of Wyoming, we have 800 international students, and we're increasing all the time. And they come here because they view it as the best possible education. But it is expensive. Now, at the University of Wyoming, of course, given our tuition plus the Hathaway and so on, we're far below just about every other school. So back to your question, right now the argument is that we should have a lot more online courses, and I think online education is fine in some respects. It's always going to be second best. It is best to have a teacher in front of a relatively small class. We can't afford that in every circumstance, but that's still best, and it's going to be best forever, even though it may cost a lot more. So the future is going to be kind of a mix.
So how do you keep that balance between having enough of that and not totally destroying that person-to-person relationship?
Well, I mean, first of all, universities do have to pay a lot of attention to their costs. But just as important, the long-range trend here in the last 20 years is that the amount of state funding that goes to higher public universities has been decreasing. A number of states, the amount they spend on prisons is more than they spend on higher education. And, you know, if you want quality, you've got to pay for it, and there's no easy way out. It can mean more taxes. If you want quality, you got to pay for it.
And at UW specifically, you recently talked about morale being kind of down. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I've been here since 1970, and all that time, and it has been through one big boom and bust cycle in the late 70s, and that's when everything was going well, and then in the early 80s, the economy went into the tank, and appropriations didn't rise appreciably for what, 20 years, but all those times, I can only remember 2 years when we didn't get some kind of salary increase, and now we've had four. When the economy is not really bad, and Wyoming has about as big a surplus as per capita as any place in the country, we give out our salaries on the basis of merit. And basically what I've been saying to faculty is, especially those who are untenured, okay, you've been working hard and teaching well and doing your research, and hey, we're not going to reward you. We're not going to give any merit. And as other universities and other states, the economy is improving, we'll start seeing a diminution of those young, productive faculty. It's already starting this year. And that is not a good thing. Universities are composed of great students and great faculty. And, you know, we have done pretty well on students. But you got to pay attention to the faculty, too. I have no axe to grind here. I'm retiring. But I can tell you, it's not that faculty expect that they're going to earn as much as medical doctors and things like that. But you've got to have at least some kind of incentive year after year to build loyalty to the institution.
So what have been some of the highlights in your career at UW? Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've really enjoyed is the increase in our international students and our increase in interaction with universities. For me, it was particularly in China, bringing those students over here and sending our students over there and visiting them and bringing their faculty over here. I mean, I think that's a real improvement in the liberal arts education. We have increased study abroad for our students in arts and sciences. About 1 out of 4 ANS students before they graduate have had some kind of international experience. And I have found that is just a wonderful confidence-building, perspective-expanding kind of experience for our students. So that has really been, to me, a major plus in what we do.
So what are you going to do now, now that you're retiring?
I've been dean for 24 years, and when you're dean of arts and sciences, you have 29 departments and programs, and it's a full-time job. And so I've been scheduled for 24 years. And I take vacations, of course, but I'm always thinking about the schedule when I get back. So the first thing I'm going to do is not have a schedule for a number of months. We have kids who live in various parts of the country and one that lives in Oman now, and I want to go visit them. After that, I think I'd like to come back and maybe teach a course or two or teach a course in China and so on.
That was Oliver Walter, the dean of UW's College of Arts and Sciences, who's retiring in July.